Y ya estamos de regreso con Sabor Latino. Acabamos de escuchar a Cabas. Estamos comentando
que
nos encanta.
Good singer, yes. Sí, Claudia, claro que sí. Colombiano.
¿Cómo? You said he's short?
Yes, he's short. I saw him like 3 years ago. No, 5 years ago.
How was this concert? I've never been to one.
Where was it?
It was at La Guira. That was the first club that I played it on Norwich
Here
Highway
in
Web Chapel.
Okay.
Yeah, they closed down a long time ago.
Okay.
Like just right after
even
I started playing, they
really
went down.
Love that album with Mimo Bon.
It was like a small concert, not too many people attended, but yeah, I saw him. He's short, like really short guy.
Is he shorter than Fonseca?
Yes, I'm pretty sure
really?
He is.
Wow.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit shorter than him.
Aren't they all short though? Like Carlos Vives is a little bit
short. No, I don't think Carlos Vives
he's
is
not
short.
Short?
No,
I
haven't not really.
Seen him like
he's
really far away.
But they're good singers.
Claudia.
They're good singers. That's what matters, right?
Wow.
Good music.
No, they're really, really good. Mm-hmm. And all his songs are just like unique.
Movidas.
Yeah, but they're like unique. You know?
Yes.
He doesn't have that many albums out, does he?
Who,
no.
Cabas?
Uh-huh.
No.
I think there's two, no?
Two or three, the maximum, yes.
Yeah. Well, Sabor Latino celebrates 5 years of bringing you the latest in Latin music, as well as some of the best from days past. And DJ Chamel's keeping us up to date with some of the new stuff. And we have lots and lots of great old stuff as well that he has lined up for you every Saturday night.
What do you do?
What?
While I'm in Europe, I'm going to bring music.
There you go.
Do it, yes. I was gonna tell you that.
Yeah?
Do it, yes.
That's a good idea.
But see, like, you normally, like, I guess it's typical for you and I to, like, look for house or techno or, you know, that's what I would look for. But I'm going to see what kind of music they listen to, like, tropical.
There's lots of salsa scenes out there.
My aunt lives in Germany, and she goes to salsa clubs.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's in every country.
They have festivals and everything.
They have lots of salsa competitions and stuff, but
yeah, bring it.
I wouldn't
bring it and let's
bring
play
it. Bring it.
Yeah, let's play it here.
Cool. I'm excited now.
There you go.
I'm not excited about
something
the weather,
on your honey-do
though,
list
at all. I mean, the weather is pretty cold here as it is. I can't imagine being over there.
You know, it's a negative 52 wind chill in the Midwest right now.
Wow.
That's
cold.
Lethal.
That's cold.
Yeah.
That's almost deadly.
Going in the best time of the year, but hey, it's a trip.
Well,
right.
What do you mean a trip? I think we need to clarify a
trip. It's the trip. Year.
You mean one of many, right,
well,
Chema?
Yes.
Think last year, this time last year, I was at the beach.
Oh, well,
look at
we
her,
don't
huh?
need to rub that in. Anything in the news?
We have lots of news today. Well, actually, this one's pertaining more to the U.S., but I think it's also worldwide that people lately are just not, they're not at comfort with their jobs. They're not pleased with their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean pleased is not necessarily financially, but they're just not happy with what they're doing. So basically, they did this study, a survey. The conference board found that 45% of the people surveyed say that they are satisfied with their work. That's only 45% of the
That's
people.
That's not good.
And the lowest level ever recorded in 22 years of polling. So they do this every year. So basically, Americans are not in a happy lot when it comes to their jobs, which is really sad.
It is.
Last year's figure was 49%, whereas in 1987, it was 61%.
Wow.
That people were happy with their jobs. And the level of dissatisfaction crosses all generations. So young, middle-aged, and old. Although those under 25 stood out with a satisfaction rating of only 36%.
Well, you know what happens is that it's a feast or famine situation. They have a family to feed.
Yeah.
And they take what's available to them with, you know, according to what their skill sets are.
Yep.
And if it's a factory job, it's a factory job. They go and they work in the factory. And I mean,
well, I think also, especially in the last year or so, people that have a job, they simply take it as, I'm lucky to have a job.
Absolutely.
You know, so even if they're not happy with what they're doing, they just continue doing it because maybe that's their only option. And I guess the older you get, the harder it is to get a job, or maybe in something that you really like. Yeah. I guess unless you have your own business, or unless you just go off and try something completely new. But the chances of succeeding are apparently smaller.
So Chama, what's the job that you may not have liked? What's the one that sticks out in your mind in the years past? The worst one that you can think of.
That I had before? Uh-huh. I only had one job here since I got here at the retirement home, yes, and I do like it.
What about before you came?
In Venezuela, I used to work at my godfather's store. Uh-huh. But
Did you like that?
Yeah, I wasn't doing too much.
I think people that like their jobs, I think they're just very lucky.
And Cloud?
My first job was at Walgreens.
But what?
And I hated
were
it.
You okay? So that was the one that sticks in your mind that you didn't like.
Hated it, but I had to earn summer money, so I hated it. But in college, I did a lot of babysitting, and I loved it. I loved doing babysitting.
That's always fun.
Kids.
And then once you're done with college, you go off and you just try to really just break in, to the business world. And so it's almost like you can't absolutely love it, but it's new, so it's different. A lot of people also attributed to their unhappiness to problems such as lack of interest in their work, stagnant wages, and rising healthcare costs. Rising healthcare is definitely a huge one.
Yes.
Especially considering I'm getting sick right now.
Yes, looks like it.
Thanks.
Wow.
Well, let's play some music, amiguitas. This segment, we're going to have some Marc Anthony, we're going to have some Eddie Herrera, and guess what, Tina? We're going to have some India.
Ah,
yeah. We also are going to have Maná, Tropical Songs, Se Me Olvidó Otra Vez, Grupo Niche, and Tito Rojas.
All that here on Sabor Latino 100.7 FM.
Quiero así, deliciosa, insospechada, porque creo en tu palabra, porque yo siento que aún te necesito, porque me alteras las ganas. Te quiero así, estruendosa y delicada, entre alegría y nostalgia. Cuando ríes, cuando callas, porque al callar despiertan los sentidos. Y de pronto descubrí que aquí en mi piel se encienden llamas. Ay, bien, tu amor me hace bien.
Saturday night from 9 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. here on Sabor Latino 100.7 FM KWRD. website at saborlatinofamilia.com or listen to us live online at thewordfm.com to keep up with us.
Probablemente ya de mí te has olvidado y sin embargo yo te seguiré esperando. No me he querido ir para ver si algún día que tú quieras volver me encuentres todavía. Por eso aún estoy en el lugar de siempre, en la misma ciudad y con la misma gente, para que tú al volver no encuentres nada extraño y sea como ayer y nunca más dejarnos. Probablemente estoy pidiendo demasiado, se me olvidaba que ya habíamos terminado.
Coming up in just a few minutes, aquí en 100.7 KWRD.
Por la ventana y ni siquiera me miras de frente. Es que de este amor ya no queda nada. Solo tú vas a ver lo que se siente. Amar a alguien que no te ama, te voy a que te arrepientes.
Tu sabes que esta nena no se quiere pa' nada. Lo mío es pichireo, fuerte, vacilo, nada más. Lo que cabrón. Ese Nicky Nicky ya avísalo.
He perdido todo, ya no tengo nada. Mi poca y hecha fue quererte. No me echan por la ventana. Ni siquiera me miras de frente. Es que de este amor ya no queda nada. Tú vas a saber lo que se siente. Para alguien que no te ama. Te voy a que te arrepiente.
Tú sabes que estás en broma, mami.
Yo
no te
sé,
quiero mucho.
Yo lo
chula.
Chula yo. One love, one love.
Es que de este amor ya no queda nada. Ahora tú vas a ver lo que se siente. Amar a alguien que no te ama.
100.7 FM KWRD is also home to the number one Christian radio station in America.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after a short commercial break on Sabor Latino 100.7 KWRD.